The NTF has attacked our warships defending the Gnosis. We repelled their first offensive, but the NTC Alexandria reached the portal and made the jump into the nebula. We believe the rebels are regrouping to launch a second assault. Command has positioned the GTA monitor to hold off the attack, and reinforcements are on their way. The 64th will play a fighter role in this mission. The NTF have a few Zeus and Medusa wings remaining, so your objective will be to engage all rebel bombers and neutralize their fighter escort. The Colossus has engaged the NTC Vanguard and the NTC V Congreve. We will move the Colossus into position as soon as this battle has been resolved. Keep an eye out for the NTF Iceni. If this vessel emerges within range, you are authorized to engage and destroy it. Bosch has eluded our forces since he entered the Gamma Draconis system. Though we anticipate Bosch will either attempt to gain control of the Gnosis or enter the portal itself, be prepared for any development. This is the endgame, pilot. Bosch's Neo-Terran front has been crushed. Only the diehard fanatics remain. They'll fight to the death and take as many of us with them as they can. We have every confidence in your ability to get the job done. Good luck. The Aquitaine now has available the GTM-4A Tornado, a modified version of the Hornet missile. With improved fire control systems and guidance computers, the Tornado can fire more often and with greater accuracy than the Hornet. Be advised, the Tornado will fail to arm its ordnance properly if aspect lock has not been achieved. You are also authorized to carry the new GTM-11 Inferno, a wide-area fighter suppression warhead. The Inferno is a remote detonation missile. Hit your secondary trigger a second time to detonate. A HUD indicator will display the warhead's distance. The Inferno will release multiple submunitions with ultra-high explosive charges.